Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen, Empowered Communication, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good evening. Welcome to the show. I'd like to thank the One Institute for bringing us here each and every week to be with you and remind you of our call-in number, which is 323-203-0815. And we've got callers waiting, Dr. Allen. You're live on the air. Are you ready to take calls?
I'm ready.
All right. Let's go. All right, Ronan, we are ready for calls, sir. Here we go. And we've got a caller connecting in right now. Let's see. Come on, caller, where you at? Caller, you're on the air with Dr. Allen live. Do you have a question?
Yes, I do. Oh, this is so exciting. I've been trying for weeks to get through. Anyway, I have two questions, and one, the third is more of, I just want to hear Dr. Pat's opinion. So I've been talking with this guy just so far online.
Were you talking to him, or was he talking to you?
He was talking to me.
Very good. So you got to be the girl.
Right. So we were supposed to have a phone call yesterday, but then he sent me a message that he couldn't make it. And if there was, you know, if we could reschedule. So I told him, you know, I don't receive calls after 9, and I'd be open to rescheduling for another day.
Beautiful.
And then he just sent me a message that, okay, let's reschedule. But he hasn't told me, like, when he's available, and I was just curious how I should respond to that message.
Well, I want you to mm-hmm. give him a couple of days. When would you be turned off at his not calling? Would it take 1 day, 2 days, 10 days, what?
Probably, if one more time he does it, then I think that would turn me off.
All right. Now, when he does that, I'm finding in my calls and in my ladies that men are doing things based, I think, on their fear of asserting themselves towards women who may not like that. So what's happening is a number of bright, intelligent women are calling and saying, he's making a date and then he's not keeping it. What should I do?
Right.
Well, here's what I've been doing. I thought it was going to be just for one lady, but it's ending up for so many women. I'm going to start inserting it in my training program. I believe men are becoming afraid to chase women that are intelligent, educated, beautiful, because they're afraid of being accused of harassment. So I'm going to give you the newest Pat Allen creation, which I've been giving out for a while, but I'm now ready to put it on the air. If you have a man that says, I will call you and I will see you, or gee, we had fun, I want to do this again, or I'd like to see you again, and you don't hear from him for a day or whatever amount of days, call him and say, you said that you would call. You said that you wanted to see me again. You said, whatever he said to you that said, I want to see you, you repeat back to him and say, what stopped you from keeping your request? And you know what I think is happening? By signaling him logically, left lobe, what you're doing is giving him a signal that he can chase you without being accused of sexual harassment. So let's just practice a minute. You say the thing at the end of his conversation that led you to believe that he wanted to call you again, and I'll be the new you with the little correction addition from Pat Allen. What did he say?
Okay, so he said that, hi, I'm running late. I apologize. I haven't forgotten. Are you available later tonight? So that's when I told him I turn off my phone at night. Okay. So he's like, okay, I'd love to reschedule. I'm really looking forward to talking to you. So let's absolutely reschedule. And then a few hours later, actually just a few hours today, he just sent me a message that, hope you're having a great day, you're on my mind.
This is your response. I hear him saying exactly the same things that other men are saying to other of the women that believe in my work. And here's what I would have said to him. I would have called him today, tonight, now, and I would say, I appreciate you reaching out to me, and I really appreciate you wanting to see me, but when exactly had you a plan for us?
Okay.
What that seems to do for frightened men who are afraid of, quote, harassing women with affection, do you see, is it signals them that you want to know what he wants to do.
Right.
Now, here's another example of what I don't approve of. He says, how are you? Fine. Gee, I'm glad you're fine. I'll connect with you sometime. Now, do you notice that that doesn't say anything?
Right, yeah. And I've had that happen to me now.
And you say to him, well, I appreciate that you want to see me or be with me, but when did you want to do that? I'm a little confused. So the new definition, if any of you ladies listening, if you're getting signals that he likes you, wants to be with you sometime, please respond to him and say, I too wanted to see you. When did you plan to do it? Do you see what that is? It's responding to him about his saying that he wants to see you, but not putting it into details.
Right.
So are you willing to give him a call when you get off the phone and say what we just practiced to him?
Yes. Yes, I'm willing to do that.
Would you please example it to me now? Show me that you know what I'm saying.
Okay. So I'll, he was planning on calling me, I'll send him a message back online saying that I appreciate you reaching out to me and wanting to call me. When do you plan for us to talk?
That sounds fine. Do you still feel the feminine receptive nature of that clarification?
Not at this moment, but I can see how this is much better than what I was probably going to say to him.
I've got one girl is taking all of the men that have done this to her, and she's going to give each of them a text or an email or a call to use it and see how it works.
Right. I'll do that. Okay, so I have a second...
Creation.
All right. So my second question is for another guy I'm also talking, or he's talking to me or with me online.
Okay.
And so we've been talking, and he seems quite nice, and he actually mentioned that he likes that I seem to be more feminine than most of the women he's talking with.
My girls are feminine. They're receptive, they're available to receive, and they respect men that give, protect, and cherish. They're passive, patient, and vulnerable, except when a man says, I loved what we did, I want to do it again, I'll be calling you in the next few days, I want to take you out, I want... Do you see what he's doing? And then dropping the ball. Okay?
Right.
So, I want you to go out and explore my newest technique addition. Okay?
So,
what's
yes.
your next question?
So, with this... Okay. So, with this guy, the second guy, he seems very nice, but, you know, I asked him what he does for a living, and he told me he doesn't... have a job, which I was willing to tolerate. So I asked him, like, what he's doing about that. What he would like to do once he gets a job.
Yes.
And his answer was, you know, I just want something that pays the bills and is not too, he's not too picky. And so I was kind of, you know, what's the word? I wasn't impressed with his answer, but then right now...
You turned off to his feminine nature.
Right. So I was just wondering
like
if it's...
It sounds like he's in couch potato trading.
Right, and that's definitely not what I want in a man. I mean, I want someone that can, as you say in your book, someone that can bring status to the relationship.
Yeah.
But then at the same time, because I haven't dated that much, I just want to, like, go out on a date and, you know, do the duty dating thing and just learn how to be feminine.
Why not?
So, yeah, So I was just wondering, would this be a guy even worth spending that? I mean, I don't know if he's going to ask me out, but I'm assuming he will.
I want you to know duty dating is for learning skills. And whatever he is, you're going to use communication skills that are respectful, feminine. Do you see? You're going to get something out of the date.
Okay. So just go with it, even though I know it.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay.
Everybody, every human being is a jewel. A single, you know, absolutely unique jewel. And the secret of being a good human being is caring about people's jewels, even if they only qualify to be a friendly neighbor. Each person is eligible to be a friend or not, an enemy. Each person is eligible to be a dating partner, but not a lover. Each person is possibly qualified to be a boyfriend, and some are not. And some are qualified to be a husband, and some are not. So you find actually find the contract that fits the relationship as it is. You don't try to rebuild people. He has a right to be a couch potato because there's a lot of sugar mamas out there who want a cute couch potato as a toy boy.
So should I expect him to pay for the date since, I guess, you know, paying for the date would be feminine?
If he asks for the date, yes, mm-hmm. he pays. But you have to be willing to have an ice cream cone if that's all he can afford.
All right.
You can't set the standards. You can go on the date with him and have your ice cream cone, and you may never go out again with him.
Okay. All right, I can do that.
Yes, you can.
The other question...
You can't train him to be husband material unless he qualifies naturally.
Right. Okay.
People have a right. You have to be an I to be a we to be an us. He has a right to be a couch potato and to find a sugar mama. You have a right to want a prince. But you have to accept that everybody has the right to be their unique self. It just might not fit, you know, compatibly into your life.
Mm-hmm. So, Pat, my third question, I might actually have four. My third question is, I went on a date, or I guess a guy took me out on a date.
Well, was it a real date? You were attracted?
Yes.
Okay, was it not a duty date?
Well, now, I think, let's put it as a duty date. So, he took me out
for... Well, I put it in a different category. What?
So, he took me out for coffee, and right after, when we were saying goodbye, you know, he asked if, you know, he could see me again, and,
wonderful.
You know, I said yes.
Well, I like you to date him three times.
Well, the story gets more interesting. So then I asked him, you know, what would you like to do for the date?
Yes.
And he said that he would like to go hiking. So I asked him, you know, when are you available? So I was leaving town the weekend when he was available. So I told him, like, when I get back, you know, I would be available after that.
That's wonderful.
So then when I got,
that's wonderful.
So when I got back, he didn't bring up the topic of going hiking again. And he
Did
just kind of kept
out?
Sending me.
Did he ask you out?
No.
That's the case that I just trained you to say to him. You asked me mm-hmm. if I was available. I told you, and I haven't heard what you want from me.
Okay.
You're telling me
also,
another version of the same issue.
Right, and I think this one was even worse because he just kept sending me messages without it going anywhere. So I was just so
I
bored.
I wanted to know
just...
he was seducing you into asking him out. I want to see you. And that meant not only did you pay for that date, but it was your manhood that did it, not his. You see, you're telling me the example of a man who mm-hmm. is doing it. I want you as a woman to only clarify one time.
Okay.
You said you wanted to see me, but I haven't heard from you. What is it you want to do with me? And that's the last. You do not ask him again or even think about it, because what he's doing is he's provoking you into taking responsibility for the leadership masculine of the dating.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so I guess there's a lot of scared men out there.
Yes. Hey, we've got to go, Carla.
There are men. Morgan Freeman was...
Okay, well, can I ask? I just want to hear you. Okay.
We have to move on, Carla. I'm sorry, we have other callers waiting. We're going to have to move on. Thank you.
All right, well, thanks, Pat.
Mm-hmm. Okay, good luck.
Okay, so we've got other callers waiting, so let's move on to them.
Let's hear them.
All right, great. Here we go.
Thank you for taking charge.
Hello, caller. You're on the air with Dr. Allen live. Do you have a question?
Hi, yes, I do. Hi, Dr. Allen.
Hello, what can I do for you?
I'm in a relationship now. We're coming up to 9 months, and... It's a convenient
style. 9 weeks? Did you say 9 weeks?
No, 9 months.
9 months? My goodness, you've gone through the perfect 3 months, the imperfect 3 months. Have you negotiated boundaries? Hello?
Yes. Sorry, my dog is howling from the sirens passing by. We did go through the perfect and imperfect. And we broke up at the 7 month mark, and we came to see you.
Because?
And he broke up with me because he wanted to be in a convenient, and I wanted to continue our modified covenant. And he left for 8 weeks, and he came back around, and we came to see you in your office, and you helped us to renegotiate our dating lifestyle as a convenient. So, you know, we split dates. Down the middle.
So what are you asking me for today?
Okay.
I already answered you.
Yeah, you did. You helped us get back together. So I'm asking how I can, basically this last month we found out that I was pregnant, and this last week I miscarried. And I want more like support and care from him, and I feel like he's not giving me. I know you said don't ask for more.
I'm saying he's giving you what he wants to give you, and if it's not enough, you terminate him. You don't mother him. You terminate him. You have every right to not cherish my feelings when I need them. But I do not want to be in a unfeeling, non-cherishing relationship. So now that I'm not pregnant, I'm willing to leave, unless you're willing to care about my feelings.
And how do you know if what you're asking for is...
We're not going to ask him for it. You're not asking him for it.
Oh.
You're telling him you're not getting it, and you are now free enough to leave.
And
you're telling him the price tag for not cherishing.
Okay, and what if he doesn't realize he's not cherishing?
He will realize it when you say, you know what? I accept the reality of miscarrying our baby, but it's painful to me not to have you cherishing my feelings at our loss. And I don't want a relationship in which my feelings are not cherished. So unless you can cherish me or want to cherish me, I don't want the relationship you're giving me. What do you expect from cherishing?
Yeah, that's...
What did you want him to do?
Like, I want him to... Like, for example, we came over yesterday, and there was trash at the door, and I want him to take the trash out. I want him to help me walk the dog, like... Ask him if you want to help me walk the dog. He did not want to help me, and I'm like exhausted. So I want help. I want him to take the trash out, help me walk the dog. Like I'm.
Wait a minute.
Exhausted.
Who is the head of your mom and dad's family?
My mom, definitely.
Well, you are too. You don't tell a man to take out the trash. You don't tell him about any what.
I didn't tell him. I want those things. That's why I'm calling before I say something to him.
I got news for you.
Resentful.
No.
Okay.
Here's how you ask him to take out the trash. Love, I want to make a request of you that you have a right to do or not do. But if you do things that I feel cherished with, it will help me enjoy our relationship more. I would feel so good if you would do. Do you live together?
No, we don't.
Okay. See, what you're doing is mothering him. You're not being a woman with him.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
A woman has to make an appointment. She's got to give him the right to say yes or no. Otherwise, she's the mother.
Okay. So you have to
I want you to practice asking me, who's now him, to take out the trash in your apartment. You're not living together.
No, we're not living together.
See if you can do the Pat Allen route.
Okay. So I have something I want to ask of you. Would it be convenient to ask you now?
Yes. What is it?
I would feel really good if you would be willing to help me tonight by taking out the trash and walking the dog. What do you think of that?
That's beautiful.
Oh, okay.
That's how you use the tools.
I never remember to do that. Okay.
If you never remember to use the tools, you're not getting anything from me. Those are the gifts I'm giving the universe. 5 tools. Never ask a man you respect how he feels unless he's puking or bleeding. 2, when you want to teach, preach, bitch, moan, or question him for any reason, make an appointment for convenience. 3, when he irritates you, but it's not immoral, not unethical, not illegal, you don't have to call the police, a doctor, or a lawyer. Make him right. You have every right not to help me in this way or that way. But it's turning me off, and I don't feel cherished by it. So I just want you to know, if you want me to go away, this is the way to get it done. That's the third one. The fourth one is, I sense by the tone of your voice, the look on your face, your body language, that you're upset about something, honey. Are you? Am I right? Yes. What can I do to help you and I do better? And the last tool is, time out, like the referee does. Time out. Or on the phone, time out. Time out signals the other person to say, in his case, what can I do to help you feel cherished, to feel better? But you've got to say, what can I do to help you and I do better?
Okay. That's really helpful.
So would you be so kind as to use my tools when you're asking him to do something?
Yes, I absolutely will, and I will definitely try that. And do you think that would I go back in time and say anything, or do I just let that go and use
No, you don't bring up. If you're still together, watch out for today's problem. Okay?
Yes, thank you.
All right. You're welcome.
Thanks.
Bye.
Love that, Dr. Allen. The worries of the day are sufficient.
Yes.
Exactly. Okay. Looks like we've got another call coming in. Hot tonight. All right.
Well, I don't know if I'm hot. I just wanted to do really in-depth on that first question.
Hey, leave me a
minute. Because I'm having so much of it.
Exactly. Okay.
At the tone, please record your message. When you've finished recording your
Callers, when we call you back, please answer. All right. We've got another call, looks like.
All right.
I want to give a shout out to our Ronan on the switchboard. He's wonderful, and he gets us these calls. So when he calls you back, everybody, remember, you may not recognize the number, but if you've called in, we're probably calling you back. So please answer. And
hello?
Hi, caller. You're on the air with Dr. Allen live. Do you have a question?
Hi. Yes, I do.
What is it?
I was in a situation where I was negotiating getting back together with my ex-boyfriend.
Okay.
And when one of the things I brought
up... Are you the masculine or the feminine? Are you the yin or the yang?
I'm the egg. I'm the feminine.
You're the egg. Good.
Yeah.
You're the sperm.
Yes.
So what did you have to negotiate?
Well, I've been negotiating a ring, and
promise
another
ring
thing,
or engagement ring.
I think either way, probably engagement, but I know a ring needed to happen.
There are four signs of a poor negotiator.
Uh-huh.
One is evasive. That's what you're doing right now. Second, mind reading. You expect people to mind read you. Third, condescending, you men. Four,
mm-hmm.
abrupt, get out, I'm done, go away. When you see, you were evasive when I asked you. And that's very confusing, especially to right-handed men. We women and left-handed men, ambidextrous men, we have a bigger corpus callosum, and we can mix thoughts and feelings, but right-handed men cannot. And they go buggy when we
mm-hmm.
expect them to feel and think at the same time. So you have to know which side of their brain you're talking to. If you want to teach, preach, bitch, moan, or question, you have to make an appointment to get into his left lobe.
What if I didn't know for sure if I wanted to marry him because we needed counseling? That's why I didn't.
I got news for you. You're asking for a ring, not a wedding.
Uh-huh. Right, right.
You had taken one item and expanded into a lifetime affair. So let's see
mm-hmm.
what you would have said to him if you did what I just suggested. Please bring up a ring to me as if I'm him.
I would say, well, he's asking to come back to me, for me
I
to
know.
Come back
so
to
now,
him.
Now
yeah.
respond to him.
I said I don't
back.
Feel...
I want us to be together.
Uh-huh. I don't feel coming back to how we were without a ring.
I got news
and...
for you. You did not stroke him for asking to come back.
Uh-huh.
You're always safe if you stroke people in sensitive situations. I appreciate you wanting to come back. However, and then go on. Now take two.
I appreciate you wanting to come back. But I have done that.
Wait a minute.
I have done that.
I don't care what you've done. That's another situation. I'm teaching you to do it this time.
Uh-huh.
You're changing the subject. If you do this to a man, it drives him crazy. You've
mm-hmm.
gone from left lobe information over to right lobe. Let's fight over what we did in the past.
I can see that.
All right. So let's start out as if this is the first time you're going to tell him what you're telling him.
I would say I appreciate you wanting to be with me, but I would not feel comfortable with coming back without an engagement ring.
Good. Now, what do you ask him? What do you think about that?
What do you think about that?
I'm not ready to get married. Now, what do you say to that?
And he would say,
no, you.
Oh.
I'm not ready to get married. What would I say?
No, that's what he's saying. You would say,
You have every right not
to get married.
I'm not asking you to get married.
I'm telling you, I do not want to become a couple again without an engagement ring.
I don't want to be a couple again without an engagement ring.
How long have you dated him?
Well, we were together before.
How long have you dated him?
Maybe 4 years before.
We've been broken up. I know you've broken up, and I want you to know that your half of it is evasiveness.
Mm-hmm.
Not precise.
So,
is he right or left-handed?
He's right-handed.
Therefore,
and
he
gets very defensive.
Understand what you're saying. What?
He gets very defensive when I bring up anything that has to do with communication or,
you know what,
his
because your
addiction.
Communication skills are showing up in this question as evasive.
Mm-hmm.
Now, he can't help not being able to mix his thoughts and feelings, but you can understand which lobe you're talking to. When you're asking for an engagement ring, you're telling him what it's going to take for you to take him back into the relationship. The relationship
mm-hmm.
is right lobe. The engagement ring is left lobe. It's data. It's an action.
Mm-hmm.
So do you understand?
Yeah, I'm understanding.
Make your statement again. Make your statement again to me. I want to come back.
I appreciate you wanting to come back to me, but I would not feel comfortable going back without an engagement ring. But then I get uncomfortable with.
Do you understand? You never asked him, what do you think of that?
What do you think of that? I would say, what do you think of that? But then I don't get a chance to continue.
What
because
do you mean you don't get a chance?
Because it turns into this big defensive fight, and I'm not.
No, he can't fight with you. You only said what you wanted. He can rant and rave, scream and holler, and as long as he doesn't hit you, we don't care.
Uh-huh.
You do not close your deals.
How do you close the
what
deal?
What do you
then?
Think of that? I think it's awful. I don't want to do it. You have every
mm-hmm.
right not to want to do it, and I have every right not to take you back.
Yeah, I've taken
it there. I know, but do you understand you're not closing your deal?
Uh-huh.
And that's
yeah,
the reason he takes advantage of the gaping hole in your conversation.
Mm-hmm.
Don't do that.
Mm-hmm.
Close your deal.
Okay.
All right?
I can do that.
Good,
okay.
It. All right.
Thank you.
Thanks, caller.
Welcome.
Thanks a lot. Bye.
I wonder if she's a little fearful of what his response is going to be to that, and that's maybe what's holding him
back.
You
know what? But not closing the deal opens it up to an emotional blast.
Oh, I agree. I think you've got to close that deal. Otherwise, you're just sitting there stewing, and you know that stewing can go on forever.
That's exactly right. Think, feel, think, feel, think, feel, think, feel, ruminate, ruminate.
Right. And then what you have then is that thing where you're sitting there and it's like you're not going anywhere. It's like you said, if this relationship isn't heading where I'm wanting to be married by this time, then you're wasting your time.
And especially 4 years, jeepers.
And that's a long time to be sitting there waiting. You know, just like, okay, we're just waiting. So some of our callers, we've called back, and they're not picking up. So if you are one of those callers, they called in earlier, and we're in the queue, and we're waiting for us to call you back, you may want to try again to get a hold of us. Because we've tried to get a hold of you, and we can't. Okay. So we do have a question from one of our online people. And she says, Dr. Allen, I need to understand how to speak to my mother. I guess my mother was actually my father or the man at the family.
That's right.
And my father, somebody said, was a milk toast. I didn't really understand what that meant.
That's called Father is a Girl.
Father is a Girl. She says, I think it's screwing up my relationship because I can't stop opening my damn mouth. My, as you say, yang mouth. So, tips on that, Dr. Allen. How do you keep your damn yang mouth shut?
You call me on the phone and confess that you have been a yang mouth girl, and you get me, like I did on this. This podcast has the tools for women.
Yes, it does.
You understand? And so, if you want, just practice and practice the tools.
Practice those tools. And here's one of my tips. When I want to open my yang mouth, I dig my fingernails into the palm of my hand and remind myself, keep quiet, quiet, because it's not always
passive,
easy.
Passive, patient, and vulnerable is femininity. Competing, conquering, and controlling is male. And we're all both male and female. Men have male bodies, but they have hugely feminine souls called the anima. Women have feminine bodies, but they have huge masculine souls called the animus. Carl Jung's wife wrote a book about the anima and animus. There's four people in every relationship, and they all want the microphone. So that's how I make my living, teaching people how to pass the microphone.
Exactly. So, Dr. Allen, give her the pledge, would you?
Yeah, all you women out there, would you get your right hand up in the air, please? Get it up.
Get them up there, girls.
I promise. On my honor.
On my honor.
To respect the men I love.
To respect the men I love.
My father, my brother, my son, my whatever.
Exactly.
Even when I often think I'm smarter and could do it better.
Even when I often think I'm smarter and could do it better.
And I further promise to keep my yang mouth shut.
Promise to keep my yang mouth shut.
Unless I have to call the police. A doctor. Or a lawyer. First. And just for the men out there, men, get your hands up.
Put them up there, guys. We know you're listening. You may not call, but we know you're listening.
Well, some of you are calling.
Yeah.
I promise. You can represent the men.
I'm representing the men tonight. I promise.
On my honor.
On my honor.
To give.
To give.
To protect.
To protect.
To cherish.
To cherish.
Women.
Women.
Kids.
Kids.
Animals.
Animals.
And the planet.
And the planet.
Even when.
Even when.
They're illogical.
They're illogical.
Irrational.
Irrational.
And often irritating.
And often irritating.
So help me God.
So help me God. Now, if everybody can keep that pledge and do their part, things will go a lot smoother.
I got news for you. The world would clean up within a couple of months.
So she's sending another message. She says, how do I communicate with my mother? I don't like her, but I love her. And I think
yes.
She's damaging to me in my personal present state of mind. I want to be strong. I don't want to close the door to my mother because I love her and I want to like her, but she's making it hard.
Love is when you accept. You're supposed to love Hitler, Saddam Hussein, but you don't have to like them enough to play with them. Now, what is playing? Playing is when you, as a daughter, mother your mother.
Ah.
Your mother is playing mother, even though you're growing up into a woman. May I recommend that unless you have to call the police, a doctor, and a lawyer, make your mother right. Mom, you have every right to say that. Mom, you have every right to do that. Mom, you have every right to think that. And I'm going to consider everything you're teaching me and trying to use it. Thank you for your help.
I think that's really great advice. And
you know what that is? That's called manipulation. Remember, manipulation is when you know you're not telling the truth. You're telling, I call them lies for love.
Oh,
you're
I
saying
love
you have every, what?
I love that.
Lying for love is not moral, ethical, or legal, or illegal in any of those terms. Lying for love is the baby's beautiful. They can fix cleft palates.
Oh, yes, okay.
Got that one?
And the old lady's hat is beautiful, even though it's quite frightening.
Right. And you say to your mom, Mom, thank you so much for your advice or your questions. I am more than willing to consider and to communicate. Right now, I need to go to the bathroom.
Going into the timeout mode.
That's right. That's right.
I love that.
That's the timeout tool. That's the fifth tool. Why do you always have to go to the bathroom? I don't know. That's a lie for love.
Got it, yeah. I don't know. I'm going to see a doctor who might have a bladder control problem, but it's better it's better than engaging in hostile.
Don't fight with hedonists who want you to do it their way, whether you like it or not. Be a stoic. What is stoicism? It's doing the right thing for the maximum amount of people.
Exactly.
And that means you love your mom when you accept her as she is. You're not her doctor, you're not her therapist, you're not anything to her but a relative. Let her mouth off and just stroke her. Wonderful idea, Mom. I'll think about that seriously. Don't engage gamey people in communication, because they only seduce you and they only intimidate you. Always communicate with stoic people who negotiate. They're not negative.
Exactly. Yeah, that verbal fisticuffs, it never works. I'm going to take care of some business now because we're out of time. I want to remind everybody that the Los Angeles seminar is Monday, June 4th. That's the first Monday. And, of course, we have that the first Monday of every month. And that's Marriott Courtyard, 6333 Bristol Parkway, Culver City, from 7 to 8:30. That's $10 at the door. And don't forget, the first Wednesday of June is coming up, before you know it, June 6th, in the Newport Beach at the Civic Center, the Community Center, 100 Civic Center Drive, Newport Beach, California, from 7 to 8:30, $10 at the door. And if you're interested in any of the seminars or any of Dr. Allen's incredible books, including her new book, Dr. Allen, your new book, It's a Man's World.
It's a man's world and a woman's universe.
You
They're
can find
in charge of stuff. We're in charge of oxygen.
Exactly. You can go to www.oneistore.com and always go to www.drpatallen.com. Dr. Allen, what do you have to say before we run?
The only way you know you love yourself or anybody else is by making and keeping agreements.
Awesome. We love you, everybody. We'll be back next week with you. Call in. Bye-bye.
Bye.
You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen, Empowered Communication, right here on LA Talk Radio.